Hey guys, we're here at the Youth and Children Pavilion at the COP27, and we are with a representative of youth, not the representative, because there's so many different perspectives
exactly.
here. But amazingly, she's from Texas and she lives in Hawaii. Her name is Haley Campbell. Haley, thank you for joining us. So tell us, this is the first real youth representation at the COP27. What are you guys doing here? What are you thinking about what's happening so far?
Yeah, definitely. So this is the first ever Children and Youth Pavilion that's here at COP27, and it's absolutely incredible because it's not only a networking space, a space for us to host events and hear from other young people on their stories, and through that build solidarity with each other, which is so important, but it's also a place for us to meet with countries and other negotiators to have us bridge building opportunities so that when they're in those rooms, they can hopefully be championing our points. And I think what's important is that this is the first formal meeting space for young people, but it's not the ever first youth representation, actually. The youth constituency of the UNFCCC has existed for a really long time, and they have been formally fighting for youth inclusion for over a decade together. And so now we have this chance here to convene and use that power together in this space, which is really awesome.
So what are some of the policies, ideas that you guys are here advocating?
Yeah, definitely. So I lead the Action for Climate Empowerment Working Group of YUNGA, which is the Youth and Children constituency. And for that, we are really advocating for the formal representation of young people as stakeholders in the new ACE Action Plan, which is basically a fancy way of countries talking about how they're going to empower their communities to take climate action. So that's my personal championing effort, but young people, of course, are also fighting for any type of finance related to adaptation, the loss and damage finance facility, as we're seeing these really detrimental impacts already unfolding around the world that are for people that really need this money to rebuild right now. And so there's a lot of different things that people are championing, but finance, loss and damage, and youth inclusion, I think, are among the top key lines.
Okay, and there's been a lot of talk about education for all these COPs. Do you guys feel that governments are doing an adequate job of teaching children the urgency of the climate crisis and how to deal with it?
No, definitely not. Not even a little. There's a very few countries that formally include climate education as part of their, learning modalities and their knowledge assessment and skills. And it's really unfortunate because the reason I got involved in this space is because I had a teacher that took the time to teach me about climate change. So I would never be here if it wasn't for them, especially as someone that grew up in Texas where there's mostly climate deniers everywhere, where it was not easy for me to get involved. That education really put me on this path to where I now feel so confident being in this space. And I want other young people and teachers and families to also be able to be a part of that, because we know that when you educate a child, it goes to the parents, to the grandparents, and those are the people that have that decision-making power. And so it's really important for climate education to be more institutionalized.
So do you think the UN should play a role in that? How should that be rolled out around the world?
Yeah, I think that the UN already is playing a role. They had the Transform Education Summit this year. They also have other education toolkits and platforms for people to learn about how to teach climate change and sustainability in schools. And so I think they already are playing a role, that capacity building role that is so essential and so important, that is often overlooked and underappreciated, but it's so important.
And what to do about the legions of climate, especially in our country, America? Donald Trump said he just announced he's running for president yesterday. It says a hoax and got us out of the Paris Agreement. What do you do with that?
I think that, again, you educate, you empower, you transform, you build capacities of people to understand that it's not just the science that we're listening to, it's people who are on the ground facing these impacts every single day. And so I think you combat this type of chaos, I like to call it, with education, empowerment, and action. And those are the stuff that are going to make that difference, because oftentimes, especially in the United States, what you're believing and what you're learning is not necessarily what you see on the news. It's what your friend said, or someone at your religious place of practice said, or your soccer team, or your football practice. You're hearing things from your community, and that's what you start to believe. And so if we have more people in communities, believing and acting on climate change, then it'll transform into the rest of the systems that we are, uplifting and supporting.
Awesome. And so who's kind of responsible for this? Who's funding and who's involved like behind the scenes to make this possible?
The Children and Youth Pavilion? So a lot of partners came together to help create this opportunity. There's honestly so many amazing partnerships that I couldn't even list them all in this conversation right now, but it was really an amazing effort by so many different organizations to really make this possible for us.
So like governments, NGOs, both?
Yeah, I think it's like there's a mix. I'm not 100% too sure on exactly who, because there's so many, but there's a lot of works that came together.
Very good. And final thoughts for the Children of America, for children around the world?
The children of the United States, right? And children around the world. I think if there's anything that you can do right now, is just try to take examples from other people around you and try to learn about climate change, bring it into your schools. Don't be afraid to talk about it, to have those hard conversations, but also talk about it in a way that feels meaningful to you, because ultimately that's where the most difference is going to be made. And if you want any support, you can definitely reach out to people like me, follow me on Instagram. I take any and all requests, and I know that so many other people around the world are happy to do so as well.
Okay, thank you very much, Haley.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's nice to talk to you.